Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It's another quiet day across the northern two-thirds of the Midwest this morning. We have a lot of variable cloud cover, lots of fair skies in a fair amount of the region. The winds are relatively light. Down in the southern portions of the Midwest, though, we do have a lot of cloud cover, and there is some precipitation, a wintry mix, in fact, occurring across many areas. Coming out of southern Missouri into southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and down into parts of Kentucky, mostly rain there, but there's been a little bit of snow and some freezing drizzle that's been reported across parts of the region, so kind of a sloppy mess in the lowermost parts of the region. This is just the beginning of a couple of days of light precipitation that will impact that area, and then we'll see an increase in precipitation occurring across a larger portion of the lower Midwest as we go forward through the night tonight and especially tomorrow into Saturday. And during that time period, we will likely see a storm center form in the central plains, and that will take place as we go through the afternoon today and on into tonight. And that system will move to the east-northeast right through the Ohio River Basin as we go from Friday into Saturday. And so we'll see mostly rain with this event, and moisture totals will probably run anywhere from about 2/10 of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch, and there is potential for some local amounts over 1.5 inches. The precipitation will be greatest near the Ohio River. And the further north you get, the lighter the precipitation will become. Areas across the Great Lakes region will probably see little to no precipitation, but that which does occur up there may occur as a little wintry mix. So not completely done with our winter weather pattern. Well, it does look at this point in time that we are going to be looking at a warming trend taking place across a big part of North America next week, and that will certainly be a welcome change. But unfortunately, it comes with a stronger southern branch of the jet stream, and as a result of that, we're going to see our weather pattern basically turn warmer, but also a little bit wetter. We'll have a couple of weather disturbances that'll pass through a fair amount of the Midwest as we go on out into the latter half of next week and into the following weekend. There should be several days of good drying, though, in between two wetter periods. Most likely the precipitation will continue to build up across the region. Our next larger storm system will probably occur after the 12th of December. From the 12th through the 16th will be the period that's going to be most favored for that precipitation. Now, as far as the temperature outlook is concerned, I think we're probably going to be looking at temperatures this afternoon that will run mostly 20s and 30s across the northern parts of the Midwest, and we'll look for some 40s occurring in southern areas. Looks like tomorrow and also on Saturday, we'll look for 30s and 40s across a big part of the northern Midwest, and 50s occurring in some of the southernmost areas. Some cooler air will return to the south as we move forward into the heart of the weekend. So the Sunday afternoon, we'll be looking at 30s in the north and 40s in the south. Our low temperatures at night, not so bad for this time of the year, running primarily teens and 20s northwest and 20s and 30s in the southeast. And down in South America, everything continues to look wet for Brazil. Everybody's going to get rain at one time or another. There shouldn't be any significant dryness issues across the majority of that country, at least not for a while. Now, Argentina's got some dryness in the western part of its crop country, and that area will pick up on a little bit of rain in the next few days, especially this weekend, Saturday into Sunday. I think the rest of this work week, though, will actually be dry, and we'll look for temperatures getting much warmer in Argentina. Some 90 and perhaps some over 100-degree temperatures are going to be possible. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.